This is Neil Mitchell. I'm a huge supporter of the Royal Melbourne Hospital, where the extraordinary is achieved every day. Show your support by getting tickets in the home lottery. With a $4 million grand prize up for grabs, you'll have to be quick. Visit rmhhomelottery.com.au. Permit 10365/19.
Okay, we're up and running. What, we're about 25,000. We must be nudging to 30 now. The number, I'll get it right this time, 8667 3700, 8667 3700. We'll take more calls as well. With me is Jemima Torse, who has been a paramedic for the past 12 or 13 years. I talked to her last year at the Collingwood Children's Farm, which is where I said, I promise we'll do this. Jemima lost her daughter Emily, 7 years old, 2017, and she's a driving force behind this. Jemima, can you believe you're actually standing in it? It's happening.
Oh, this is amazing. The support we've got already, what, half an hour in, just blows me away. It's so nice that we've been through so much, but Emily's really galvanised this for other families to be stuck in hospital and not being able to get outside to feel the sunshine, to just be a kid. It's, as a parent, you want your kid to be able to be a kid, and this might provide that for families.
Do you think you and your family would have wanted to use it?
Oh my goodness, so yes. Sick? It's even when you're that sick, you strip away all the big things in life. It's not about getting to Disneyland. It's about just getting outside and being time as a family, which it's really hard to do in a hospital because there's a doctor coming or a physio coming and there's a medication round and all those things. For to be able to escape that as a family, create some memories as a family and make the kids smile, it's really what it's all about.
Do you know we could be using this once a week? Isn't that horrible?
It is horrible, but having spent so long in hospital, there is hundreds of families in this situation, which is devastating. Time isn't available for these families, so it's all about making it positive time, what's left.
You didn't want to call it Emily's ambulance? I did.
I know. For me, it's all about Emily. Like I said, she's galvanised this, and it's really heartwarming and will mean the world to my family. But this is about each child making their own journey. They might not have long left, but this should be every sick kid's ambulance, whether it's Josh's ambulance, whether it's Sarah's ambulance.
Yeah, good point. Where would you have gone with Emily if you had the ambulance?
Oh, man, she would go anywhere with a Paw Patrol or Frozen, so. But we were lucky enough to get a zoo pass from TLC for one of her birthdays in hospital, and going to the zoo and seeing the animals just be silly and the kids laughing, gosh, if a kid fell over in front of her, she would have thought that was the best.
Jemima, all I can say is well done. You should take enormous personal pride in what you've achieved here, and I know people are going to support it, and it's going to be up and running and part of Victorian life.
I think it should be what the community should support. That's great.
You've changed the world.
One step at a time, but yes, this will change families' worlds that are in that situation, absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nick.
Jemima Torse.
Vintage Cellars are Australia's fine wine specialists. We stock a great range of your favourite wines, champagnes, spirits and beers. Explore the range in store or online at vintagecellars.com.au. Vintage Cellars, Australia's fine wine specialists since 1951.